And it's kind of a late night session for me. I've been going to bed at like 5:45 p.m.
Nice.
Yeah, waking up 2 a.m. Mark Wahlberg does it.
Yeah.
Yeah. He wakes up at 3 a.m. to work out and then goes back to sleep.
But then don't you get tired in the middle of the day?
Well, he goes back to sleep, I think, at 6 a.m.
Okay.
And then he wakes up at 9 to
hunt Vietnamese so people.
Yeah, wakes up at 9 to write Proverbs. Yeah. The Wahlberg Proverbs. Yeah, we did burgers, and now I'm getting into Psalms. We're going to do our own Bible. Yeah, I love the Bible so much, I thought, what if I did a little different take on it, and there was dance moves in there.
Mark Wahlberg's the Quran.
Yeah, what if I did my own Bible, but it's got dance moves? There's a dance that goes with it? Adam has quit the show, so Stav and Adam are now out of the show. They've been replaced by Mike Racine and Sean McCarthy.
Oh, yeah.
Of group text fame, problematic New York comedian group text.
You know, it's nice as I can hear everybody get disappointed when they hear our voices, you know, when they're listening.
I mean, fuck them.
Yeah. A bunch of people just crashed their Tercels because they're really mad that we're here.
Yeah, it's still running since 92.
Yeah.
780,000 miles on it.
Yeah.
They've been to Bonnaroo.
It was their grandmother's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've seen fish 80 times
in
the last year, and they took that Tercel all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
Listening to podcasts, living the life.
I do like the podcast maintains the ratio of two anorexic and one overweight guy.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the overweight guy?
Nobody.
Yeah. Do you consider yourself overweight?
I don't know. I did pretty good right before the wedding, but then, you know, wedding weekend, yeah, I think I probably put on a few more pounds.
Dude, I probably ate, realistically, 7,000 calories worth of pasta at your wedding.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good.
Well, it kept coming out.
You fucking invited Nick?
Yeah.
Ah.
Were you not invited?
I wasn't invited to the wedding.
What?
Well, I only got a couple friends. I only got a couple slots for friends because we had to have family.
If it makes you feel any better, nobody showed up.
Yeah, nobody showed up.
That makes me feel much better.
It was me and Scott Chaplin, and Scott Chaplin was dressed like a fucking substitute teacher.
Yeah.
He was like, showed up looking like wacky science.
He just got clean, yeah.
Yeah. Doing after school programs, teaching kids how fucking dry ice works.
Yeah.
Just nobody shows up, and Mike like, guys, there's plenty of leftovers. You can take some home.
The food was very good.
Well, you can have some. I got some ragu, some short rib ragu in my fridge if you want it.
Oh. Yeah, that ragu was very good.
It is weird, though, because you think, because everybody hates going to weddings. Thanks for the blue chew, by the way.
Yeah.
I used it.
I like going to weddings.
Really?
I like putting on the suit. I like eating so much that the suit makes me piss.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that I'm pissing constantly.
Yeah.
Because the suit's too tight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got food poisoning at my cousin's wedding back in 2011. And I was like, I got so sick on the dance floor, and I was sitting on the toilet. So I'm sitting on the toilet, and then I tried to throw up, and I tried to get all my throw up in the hole where the toilet is.
Mm-hmm.
And that didn't work out.
You just threw up all over your own dick and balls.
Threw up all over my own dick and balls.
Very cool.
Yeah. My uncle handed me one of those flavored waters under the stall.
Yeah.
But everybody hates going to weddings, you know? It seems like a lot of people complain about weddings. So you think, who wants to be there?
I like them. I like the food. As a kid, you get dragged to them, so you think the ceremony thing is like hours and hours and hours, and then you have to go to a reception thing where there's like maybe there's food, but there's nothing for a child to do.
Yeah,
if you're a little girl, you dance with an old man. But if you're a boy, I mean, it's fucking old people being
I would dance.
I met you when you were a baby. You're like, shut up.
Yeah,
I'm not a baby.
My wife brought me to her friend's wedding, and I saw in the aisle there was just a kid just playing 3DS.
Yes.
And I was like, I wish I was a fucking child.
That's me, age 30.
My mom yelled at Nick, can you put that DS away? It's my son's wedding.
I went to my cousin's wedding, and there was a guy who went to the ceremony, but he was dressed very casually, and he looked pissed the whole time.
Yeah.
And but then he was like very happy to see my cousin and everybody else. But like during the just the Catholic parts, he was very upset. And I just, in my mind, decided that he had been molested by a priest.
Yeah.
And then he hated having to be there being like, oh, right.
Yeah.
The molestation. I forgot that it's the same church.
Honey, are you okay? Yeah, I just hate church, all right?
Yeah.
It fucking sucks.
Mm-hmm.
My dad goes to Catholic Mass every single Sunday at 9 in the morning by himself. Yeah. He used to go with my grandmother.
My grandma does still.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if she does now. She's probably... I don't know if she's still alive, actually.
Your grandma? Your own grandmother?
I should check.
Yeah. You want to text somebody right now?
I should check, dude. I'm bad at family stuff. I have like a nephew that's now like 3.
Yeah.
That I've never met. Yeah.
They say like in Confucianism, you're shitty if you don't know your parents and your grandparents' ages. So it's kind of like a next level to not know if they're alive.
Yeah. Well, thanks, China. I mean, excuse me, don't they like kill their children there? if it's the wrong gender. And we get in trouble for using the wrong pronouns with your child.
They don't even wait to see if it's trans.
Yeah, exactly.
They just throw that little baby vagina right off the fucking cliff.
Put like a whole ashtray in her mouth, you know, the second she's born. Yeah. It's like, wait, maybe she could get a facsimile penis crafted out of her thigh meat. You don't know. She could become very, very wise international businessman. And you're fucking already, you know, like got the duct tape all over the back of the car. You're running the hose into the crib. You got the whole setup going. And you're not even going to wait to see if she wants to get a fake penis.
She might start streaming or, you know, have a channel, some kind of... She might do a podcast.
Yeah. I like the idea of a pedophile going to China on a business trip and getting caught like raping a boy in town square. Mm-hmm. And then the whole thing is that he just didn't understand what the one child policy meant. He was like, I thought it was a freebie. I thought that's what it meant. Yes.
One child per guy.
You know, it's like when you go to the mall, you go to Panda Express and they give you one piece of general social and you get the one. I thought it was like that. They got him out on a tray. I didn't know any better.
He gets like some Thurgood Marshall attorney to like defend him. Your Honor, if we look at this statute, the way the law is worded does clearly say one child per family.
Nick, you know what I like? You did that bit without doing a hacky Asian voice. That's why everybody respects you.
Well, I'm evolving.
Yeah.
You know? That one's more about the business.
Yeah. You're doing better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I put on a Dry White Season. Have you ever seen it? Dry White Season?
No.
It's a South African movie. It's Donald Sutherland. He's like a guy who knows this. I don't know if I can't remember the gardener works for him or whatever, but this African guy, his like son is like at a protest. The cops break it up and then they kill the son. And then they're like hiding the body. And then, Donald Sutherland is like, I'm sure if the police arrested him, they had a reason to, you know. And then the fucking black guy goes and tries to find his son and then they just torture him and murder him.
Hmm.
And then Donald Sutherland's like, where's my friend? You know, and they're like, he's dead. He killed himself. And then so he like has to get a lawyer to help. And the lawyer's like Marlon Brando, already fat as shit, doing a South African. And he's not bad in it. It's actually of the fat Brando era. It's not like a bad performance on his part.
Yeah.
But I imagine that as your Chinese lawyer trying to defend. Only because I put that movie back on.
Nice. Do you remember that interview with Brando? He was on Larry King and he goes, I'm very angry at some of the Jews in Hollywood. He said, I'm very angry at some of the Jews.
Who said that?
Brando.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of crazy, are there crazy famous people anymore now? Like, see actors go crazy?
Yeah, they're all kind of crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, they're insulated from full insanity by being stupid.
Yeah. Right.
Most of the... Like, as crazy as a good actor will get is, like, you know, wearing scarves.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You ever have that happen where you see a guy in something and you think he's, like, you're like, man, this guy's a really good actor. And then you, like, look them up and you see them, like, out and about their personal life.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, this guy sucks.
Yeah. That's
just, yeah. Which makes him a better actor.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, it's about committing.
What would they do if Hollywood never liberalized and they never discovered causes that they can attach themselves to,
mm-hmm.
which impart some sense of like moral depth to these people that are just insane narcissists?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if celebrities didn't have like, you know, oh, we're raising money for the children that were there was an earthquake and there's children, so you know, going on Ellen and getting to talk about that. If they never discovered that,
yeah. right?
And then, like, it just had to be a celebrity being like, I'm trying to learn how to make bread.
Yeah.
I can't do it because I keep eating the ingredients beforehand. And then Jay Leno has to be like, that's great. Thank you, Christina Ricci.
They'd just be going to China raping one kid.
Yeah, right.
George Clooney has, like, a satellite that he uses to stop war crimes in Africa.
Does he?
Yeah.
Well, Clooney's not... Clooney's, like, definitely... you know, overreaching a bit, but he's not. There's a picture of George Clooney listening to Obama. it's so fun because he's got this like this stupid fucking look on his face,
yeah.
and it's like he's just like in intense contemplation of like, I just want to suck every word's dick coming out of this guy's mouth. I want Obama says something and then the word grows a penis and I suck it off. Blow. You have to fucking. It's about taking care of fucking people. Yeah, just he can't wait with him and his wife, who has her own name, by the way. I don't know if you know that,
but. Michael Obama.
Yeah, no, George Clooney's wife.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but her last name's Clooney, right?
Yeah, that was such a funny... It was like a year online.
Yeah.
Where they're like, she's not George Clooney's wife!
Yeah.
You know, it's like, who is this? Just this fucking, like, trend with, like, Vice writers. Just a bitch about people.
Yeah.
Fucking saying George... And it's like, who's going around being like, who's this cunt? Who's that?
Hey, is that George? Is that your slam piece?
Yeah, is this your hole? Who's that? George Clooney's fucking hole?
George, you fucking her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not Hitler's wife. She's great at photography.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not Osama bin Laden's niece.
Did Hitler, he had a wife and then a girlfriend, or Ava was just, that was the bitch?
I think she was his
girlfriend. Yeah. They got married like a week before he killed himself. Oh, or even less than that, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was like, he just strung her along, and then he's like, okay, so she's going to kill herself with me. You almost have to put a ring on it at that point.
I like that Hitler was like still like kind of just a dude. You know what I mean?
You know?
Like, even at the end, he's like, ah, I mean, I don't know if I'm like trying to settle down, you know? I mean, yeah, I'm like 47, but I can still pull. I'm Hitler. You know what I mean? I mean, it's not, you know, it's bad, sure, but like 20-year-olds are stupid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Exactly. And they just want to fuck somebody. They don't care if it's Hitler, you know?
Yeah.
They're just like, what if I fucked Hitler? You know what I mean? So I'm trying to capitalize on that.
Yeah. Nice.
And, but I guess, yeah, looks like we're going to lose the war. Maybe I'll...
You know, Hitler had like comedian lifestyle.
Yeah,
I read the
lock it down. Yeah,
Ian Kershaw biography. Like basically, when he was in power, until like the war got bad, he would wake up at like noon every day.
Yeah.
And then have like a 3-hour lunch.
Yeah.
And then have like 2 meetings, and then watch a movie.
Yeah.
Like they would bring him a new movie every single day.
And there was only 4 movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all of them were racist.
It was The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah. Yes.
He probably loved.
He loved The Wizard of Oz.
Really? I would love movies too. Can you imagine like telling people you're a cinema buff in 1930?
Yeah.
You're like, oh, you're a racist. They were all racist,
right?
That's what pre-code Hollywood means, I think. Mm-hmm. Right,
that's it. Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Pre-cum Hollywood. This is in the 1940s. Everyone would always have a drop of cum on the front of their pants.
Yeah.
It was Vincent Price walking around like, can you tell me what this is? This right here on the front of my pants?
Well, I think that's cum, Vincent.
Bum, 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 bum.
Yeah, they're thinking about the one-child policy.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's going on with you guys? Anything? How was your weekend, Sean?
It was pretty good, yeah. Wife and I went around Central Park. Ruth Bader Ginsburg died after officiating Mike Racine's wedding.
It was awesome. I was like, this is the most perfect day. And then I found out she was dead.
You killed her.
Yeah.
Yeah. I took a peek at Twitter. I just went, I'm offline now.
Yeah.
But I went on Twitter and I searched crying all night RBG.
Yeah.
And just, and now I understand those like male tears mugs.
Mm-hmm.
Now they make sense to me.
Right.
I'm like, damn, I wish I had a dumb bitch mug.
Dumb bitch tears. Dumb.
You should post that online, Mike. Like, thank you, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, for officiating my wedding.
Yeah.
Only sneezed on her 3 times.
Yeah.
I did post it on Instagram. I said, I got to marry my best friend and RBG's dead.
Yeah.
What a perfect day.
It would be great if she had died of coronavirus.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Because they're officiating that wedding.
Yeah. Because she went to like Chipotle and there was a veteran that refused to put on a mask. That was the last thing she did. She went to fucking Baskin Robbins.
and
there was a guy wearing 2 camouflage baseball hats at once. So I'm like, I'm not wearing shit. I didn't fucking die and something just to come here so some British asshole can tell me to.
That is like owning the libs in the purest form, though. Refusing to wear a mask and killing Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Yeah. Some guy that gets his hair cut at the gas station sneezed in her face. Hey, at you, bitch. Well,
you think about the 200,000 people that have died of this virus, and it's like some of them must have gotten COVID in the dumbest way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I went to Family Dollar near my house a couple days ago because I needed because two of my friends were getting married.
Mm-hmm.
I needed a greeting card, and there's nowhere in my neighborhood to get greeting. I mean, there's probably this neighborhood, too.
Yeah.
There's nowhere to go to get greeting cards.
Yeah, Dwayne Reed.
Hmm.
Dwayne Reed at Myrtle and Nostrand.
Yeah, I love to pay $10 for a greeting card because it's like my wife's birthday and I forgot to do shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I guess that's close enough.
Yeah.
But, you know, when
cards are fucking gay.
They're gay. Yeah.
They do suck.
Yeah. That's why the biggest section now is like the fucking bereavement section. Because that's the one instance where it's like, yeah, I guess I'll get this person a card.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing else you can do.
Mm-hmm.
You can send a text message like, sorry your dad died.
Yeah, I'm sorry about
the worst moment.
Bro,
You know how there's like subsets of the cards?
Yeah.
What if, so it's like, you know, like for sympathy, it's like sympathy mom, sympathy grandmother.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What if it's like sympathy gay dad?
Yeah.
In case your gay dad died.
Uh-huh.
Sympathy Chinese daughter you had to kill.
He's just looking up at you. You know,
he's looking up, watching.
He's just up there. He's looking up at you. No, he's in heaven. He's just on his knees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you open the card. And you probably thought I was saying he was in hell.
It's just he went to gay heaven, which is underground.
It's a picture of a grandma having brunch with a monkey. Just non sequitur image. The greeting card industry has gotten so lazy. They're like, yeah, it's 2 old ladies and they're having lunch.
Yeah.
And then on the inside it says, you're not that old.
Yeah.
Please give me $10 for this card.
Well, but maybe they were always, because now we're like professional, you know, comedy writers.
Yeah.
But maybe they were always kind of lame. Maybe they were always not that good.
Yeah.
I don't know. I do remember, though, as being a kid, being impressed with things like the funny papers, certain greeting cards. But I think when you look back, you're like, it was always kind of shitty.
Yeah, I remember the newspaper would come on Sunday, and I would, like, tear it open to get to the comics. And I would sit there and be like, this is gay.
Yeah.
They were never good.
There are a couple that were
looking
from
at drawings.
Time to time.
No,
yeah.
There was none of them I ever liked, ever.
No?
Beetle Bailey, I didn't get.
Yeah.
I didn't understand what that was.
What about like Calvin Hobbes, Far Side?
Far Side I liked, but I liked the books.
Right.
Yeah.
That's most of what I read.
That wasn't in the paper.
Yeah.
You know?
I would read the books and I would laugh and then I would get the paper and be like, this sucks.
Yeah. Garfield, I didn't give a shit about.
No. Pickles was okay, the old couple. That they don't fuck anymore.
What
something.
The fuck was Kathy?
Oh yeah,
it was like a single. It was like
can you imagine?
That's due for a comeback. I think,
of course, dude. Yeah. Kathy would be huge now.
Yeah,
both literally and in terms of consumption, in terms of popular appeal.
Yeah,
yeah. That's all they used to have. Now they have everything.
Yeah.
But imagine being a big bitch in like 1998. You're like, well, I'll like wink at the guy at work and he won't respond. Guess I go home and fucking read Kathy.
Heck.
It would be nice if I could fucking, you know, watch a million TV shows about how good it is that I'm a fucking beast. Maybe someday in the future, maybe 20 years from now, after they've killed the black president, and I can spend all day online talking about how I'm going to stop fascism, but with a second piece of cake, with a second cupcake that I've earned.
But Kathy was in the newspaper for like decades, I think.
Yeah, for long sure. Time. Yeah. Yeah.
And the lady who drew her was kind of she was okay looking.
It'd be funny if it was drawn and written by a skinhead white supremacist. He's like, we got to secure a future.
It's written by Michael Savage.
Yeah, for the white race.
Like
the
guy who does the...
But hey, everybody's got to earn a living, right?
Yeah.
You know? So here's a comic about a bitch that doesn't have a nose.
Well, it's like Kathy's kind of she's like a basic bitch, right?
She's a basic bitch. She loves chocolate.
There's a book, collection.
She has a piggish laugh that's supposed to, you know, endear you to her.
My co-host, Andy Palmer, he checked all of the cartoons if they acknowledge that September 11th happened. Uh-huh. I'm pretty sure September 11th did not happen in the Kathy universe.
Yeah.
I was trying to check that, but like a lot of that, and I think it didn't happen in the Garfield universe either.
Did it happen in Sex and the City? Well, where the fuck does Garfield live?
I don't know. Here's Kathy taking a bus to a Puerto Rican neighborhood to get fingered.
John Arbuckle lives in Austria.
That would make a lot more sense.
Yeah. Garfield, I can't get any pussy. Yeah, maybe because you don't speak German. You fucking idiot.
Yeah. My grandparents liked zits about the teenage boy and his parents.
You ever take the silly putty and put it on the comics, and then you can read the comics on your silly putty?
No.
Yeah, I did that.
Did that once.
Yeah.
How does that work?
I guess it absorbs the
ink, but then it's backwards.
Yeah,
I guess I don't even.
Yeah,
remember.
It's backwards. Yeah.
Yeah, it must be backwards. Yeah.
Silly putty. What did you do with that toy?
Ate it.
Yeah.
You press it into it makes fart noises, right?
Oh yeah, you can do that.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a whole era there where they're like different kinds of slime.
Yeah.
Neon cum to give the children.
Yeah. Put it on your face, kids. Yeah. Rub it on those little mosquito bite titties. Mm-hmm. Send a picture to P.O. to Stick Stigley.
Yeah.
P.O. Box 168.
I wonder what Dan Schneider's doing now.
I wonder.
Yeah.
Didn't he have an Instagram post recently with his dog?
Did he?
I think you sent it to the group chat.
No, because I don't pay attention, dude.
Yeah.
I'm like, I have no idea what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
He hit a bunch of Twitter replies.
Yeah, he hit like 50,000 tweets.
Yeah.
He got rid of them.
Yeah.
Because he was fucking straight up just tweeting about children's feet in like 2011.
Well, he just endorsed Joe Biden, I think, for president.
Oh, did he?
No, I don't know. Yeah. Probably.
Listen, Mac, they say this guy's a pedophile. Look, a kid, they're... 8, 9, 10, they're going on. It used to be, back in the day, these were years where you could do quality and have sex with them. You're like, we need him. Joe's got to win. Yeah. That has to be the president.
Yeah.
Is that... that man who's
that guy's eating lunch with Dan Schneider.
Whose internal monologue functions like a drive-through speaker. It's just cognitive process. It's like a fucking a landline that's about to go out.
Yeah.
You have to imagine Schneider has like the A-team Mossad and Harvey Weinstein had like the C-team or like the rejects. I mean, like, how has he not gone down yet?
I think because we all love Good Burger so much.
Yeah.
We all love Keenan and Kel, you know? We don't want to believe it. Well, didn't Alexander Payne, like, groom... Because I watched Election this weekend, which is a really good movie, you know? Mm-hmm. But didn't he, like, do something? Didn't he groom Rose McGowan or something for sex?
Yeah, probably. I'm sure probably. There was a lot of, like... That was just how the world worked until literally 2016.
Yeah.
I mean, that's my new theory, is like a lot of these fucking Hollywood people are just make work jobs for the CIA.
Uh-huh.
Like what Nick Kroll's dad is in, you know, Kroll Industries.
Hey, I don't want to mess up my career and trash Nick Kroll.
The degree in which like the CIA is like just in bed with the entertainment industry is insane.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, fucking, and it could just be because like the Sony hack or whatever, Amy Pascal or the head of Sony, or I forget what her title was, but she had like Google alerts for anything mentioning like the State Department. She was a huge fan of that show Homeland.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, Homeland is pure propaganda.
Yeah, which is circumstantial, but like, yeah, I mean, I'd have to go back and look at it again, but the Sony hack is like incredibly damning.
Mm-hmm. Right, and like Brian Callen, who, you know, got accused of the sex assault.
Yeah, his dad worked for the CIA.
His dad was like big up in the Council of on Foreign Relations, which is like a CIA cutout.
Yeah. I remember I was working on a TV show, and it was like when I dealt with that thing with like the FBI.
Yeah.
And he wasn't necessarily the showrunner, but they brought a guy in to like function as basically senior writer or something. Longtime television guy, he's written on everything. And I'm like just sort of casually telling the story. And he was like, yeah, you know, my dad was in the CIA. I was like, what the fuck? I mean, it's like, you know, it's just your dad's got to do something.
Yeah.
You know,
you have to go out of your way to learn about what the CIA even does. I mean, I don't think I learned about what the CIA does until like a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
You just think they're like there to protect us, I guess.
It's so funny. Did you guys see The Last Narc, the documentary on Amazon?
Mm.
Well, it's good, but so basically it's just fucked up because I watched the TV show Narcos Mexico, you know, about all this shit, and you watch that and you're like, man, the CIA is fucking awful. And then you watch The Last Narc and you're like, no, that was a limited hangout. The CIA is even fucking worse than
that. Oh yeah, they're way worse. And they deliberately plant like that kind of media. They'd like those stories.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
it's like, it's so fucked up because it's like, there are, you know, multiple DEA witnesses and multiple, you know, former cartel members who say, yeah, a CIA agent came down here to Mexico in 1985 and they tortured and murdered Kiki Camarena, was a DEA agent. They tortured and murdered him, and then they got the fucking DEA to cover it up to this day.
Mm-hmm.
And they did that because he discovered that the CIA was working with Mexican cartels to run drugs into the United States to fund the Contra War. And, you know, I mean, that's just like insane power that you can get the fucking DEA to be like, yeah, put a fucking power drill through our agent's kneecap. We don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Then you go to school. They're like, communism, it's bad for it doesn't incentivize people.
Right.
Yeah.
It's bad. It never worked. It's never worked.
Well, I mean, they were incentivized to torture that guy.
That's true.
If you want to talk about productivity, it's not wrong.
Right.
You like the inefficiencies,
nice bonus, I guess.
Yeah. It's probably an efficient system.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. Then. There's like another documentary about like the CIA agents who hunted down Bin Laden.
Mm.
All the interviews are like middle-aged white ladies who look like they would get mad at Starbucks.
Yeah.
You know, it's like it's been a real transition.
The whole premise was Zero Dark Thirty.
Yeah.
It's like kind of this like soft girl power bullshit. Whereas if they made Zero Dark Thirty now, they would just sell it, you know, fucking wholesale as that.
Right. Yeah. It'd be Margot Robbie.
Like,
and
a girl
like
could do it too. Because how quickly people just like suffer from like brain rot now,
right,
where they're like their critical faculties are like completely. I remember it like a couple of years ago, you couldn't get away with like incredibly cynical woke marketing. Like people would see through it.
Mm-hmm.
You could make that fucking like Kendall Jenner Pepsi ad now,
yeah,
and it would probably just like drift through people's minds,
right,
and they wouldn't think about it. I mean, there maybe there'd be some pushback, but people would just sit there and go, oh yeah, Pepsi is pretty good.
We're like desensitized to it, kind
of. I don't know if it's a process of desensitization so much as like, mm-hmm, I don't know, who gives a shit.
Girls can do 9/11 too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
dude, I'm getting back into 9/11 truth.
Yeah.
Nice,
coming full circle.
What's your, give me 1 second. We're going to pause and I'm going to piss.
Sure.
Well, if I foam roll it, I feel better like right away.
Yeah. We're back. I should really take advantage of that pause feature more. I guess when Stav and Adam are here, I don't really give a shit.
It's pretty great. Cause
I'll just walk out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I do these bullshit like solo casts sometimes when I don't have a guest,
mm-hmm,
and it's just like, you're just talking into a microphone to yourself for an hour. Like, I don't know how people do it.
I did 10, maybe 10, 15 minutes of that a couple weeks ago.
I listened to it.
Yeah.
It was. I mean, it didn't sound bad, but it's like, it's awful. It's an awful position to put yourself in.
It's bizarre because then you're suddenly aware of the fact that people like this works because you're able to do podcasting because you just forget that you're fucking recording this and there's an audience.
Right. Yeah.
You know, that's like why like broadcasting works. But like if it's just you,
yeah,
then you have to be aware of the fact that like you're saying things that people are going to listen to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, it's insane.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. It's an insane thing to do.
Yeah.
It does give you appreciation for like the skill of Rush Limbaugh or whoever,
mm-hmm.
you know, I mean, or take your pick, but just to be able to talk.
If I could say all the stuff I actually believe.
Exactly. Yeah. Probably. If you didn't have to put the governor on it.
Yeah.
You know, and like, be like, haha, just kidding. You know, at the end of everything.
Yeah.
Also, if you just get to get fucked up on like Vicodin all day long and talk into a microphone.
Yeah.
Talk about how you want to kill the white spotted owl.
Yeah.
This is going to fucking burn its habitat to the ground.
Yeah.
He
fucking, you know, I could do Limbaugh if I was on pills constantly.
Mm-hmm. And she's just a slut.
Yeah.
Why don't you close your leg? I'm just saying, yeah. I don't want to be crass here.
Have we even seen her pussy?
Boom, boom, boom.
It probably looks like shit. She's probably got what you would call a shitty pussy.
My dad and Deb's stepfather bonded at the wedding because he showed my dad his dartboard that he has Nancy Pelosi taped to. He has a picture of Pelosi that he throws darts at in his basement.
That's such an impotent move.
Yeah.
That's so funny. It's the same thing as the fat bitch eating cupcakes to stop the president, which happens, by the way. That's right. Real. That's not just something I said.
Really?
Hmm.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I can see
Nick,
it.
Nick, have you been on every episode of Cumptown?
I finally, a couple, like a month or so ago, I like took two off.
Hmm.
I had some shit I had to work on, and it was nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it was like fucking an unbroken streak of probably like 350 episodes.
Like fucking Gandolfini on The Sopranos.
Yeah. Every single week of my life for years. Which, you know.
Yeah. Hey, I don't think people realize what a prison it is doing a podcast.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Well, it's because it is like, it's an impromptu conversation, right?
Yeah.
And no planning goes into it, which you could make the argument. Maybe you should.
Maybe some shit.
Maybe you should do some planning,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But no, you know. And then it's like you do your best, and what you're trying to do is be funny, or at the very least, continue speaking for an hour straight.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
And it's not like it's like fucking hard, you know.
Right.
But like some days you're bad at your job.
Sure.
You know.
Yeah.
But the days that you're bad at your job, if there's too many of them, a guy, you know, shoots up Dayton, Ohio.
Just,
you know. And luckily I don't have that over my head. That's right. The Chapo guys, they got to deal with that.
Right.
That's on them.
Right.
You know.
Well, they knew what they were getting into.
That's their fault.
Right.
You know. Dasha and Anna, they have a couple of bad episodes. Guess who stops taking their HIV medicine? Red Scare's number one fan. Now his T-cells.
Now he's a super spreader.
Yeah, now he's out. His T-cells are all fucked up. That virus is creating the entire X-Men Academy inside his bloodstream.
I have like nothing
mutating.
To live for.
Yeah.
Red Scare sucks now.
Yeah, DNA really didn't bring it this week.
Sorry, Anna. I guess you should have ripped harder or else this young woman wouldn't have overdosed on Tylenol.
Some 12-year-old.
Yeah. Now I'm going to not eat even more. And that's on them, you know?
What other podcasts can we trash, boys?
I don't know. Those are the only two podcasts I know.
You know, yeah.
Yeah.
I was observing. It's nice that like the CIA started out by doing by giving people LSD without their knowledge, and then that evolved and got refined by the Legion of Skanks podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So you know,
it is funny. Yeah, I didn't even think about. They had another scandal recently with that, right?
The Legion of Skanks.
Yeah.
Who was somebody drugged? Who?
Ari dosed Jay with LSD without his knowledge.
Ari likes doing that to people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I only took it once, and like. I didn't have a terrible trip, but there's like moments of it where you think like, if this goes bad, this would be the worst nightmare of my entire life.
That's how mushrooms are for me. Every time I do them, it's like, I'll have a good time, but then 50% of the time I'm like, don't freak out. Like,
yeah.
Good for you. You're not freaking out or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forget. I think it was like one time we did mushrooms and then we tried watching Super Jail. And that was like a huge mistake. I don't know why. It was my idea, I think. I was like, we should watch Super Jail.
What is Super Jail?
It was this like really high, like fast-paced, violent like cartoon from Augenblick.
Okay.
That was on like, I don't know, probably a decade ago. On Adult Swim. It's cool. It's like slick animation, but I guess it's supposed to be funny, but it's not like, I mean, it's like marginally funny. It's mostly just like very cool animation where it's like this like nightmare jail in some kind of fantasy land.
I've seen a couple episodes of that, yeah.
Yeah, and then every episode culminates with like some big prison fight that like, you know, is I don't even know how to describe it. Okay. I don't really care to.
Okay.
But that was a bad trip?
Well, I had to go in the other room and lay down.
Yeah.
And then I was laying down, and then the guy whose house we were all hanging out at, who was like some guy from Mississippi, who would bring up that he was from Jackson, Mississippi, in every conversation, you know? And then, and always in a way where he's like, well, I'm from Jackson, Mississippi, so... You know, I certainly feel, you know, you got to put a napkin out on the table. Like anything he did was because he was from Jackson, Mississippi. Well, we use straws in this house. Maybe it's just the Jackson, Mississippi in me, you know, and it's like, anyway, so I'm on the ground and then he comes in and he's putting like fucking noise canceling headphones on my head and then putting on like fucking like Metaform or something. And he's like, this'll fix you up. I'm like, don't stop touching my ears.
Yeah.
I don't want to listen to your shitty music.
Yeah.
Just let me chill. Let me stare at the fucking ground and chill out. Anyways, maybe that's my problem.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I wouldn't want somebody touching me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No touching. No mirrors, no touching.
Yeah.
That's the worst thing in the world.
Mirrors.
Looking in a mirror when you're fucked up.
Yeah.
When you're tripping on something.
I did it. It's, I don't know. It's nice you can, like, look at yourself without ego. Or at least at the time, that's what I thought.
No, I just look at myself and it's like, you know, oh, this is... I'm just like a thing that's going to die. I mean, that's yeah.
Yeah.
No, I can't do it.
Yeah, that one's a bit of a bummer.
Yeah. Yeah, I have no interest in doing hallucinogens. I wish I still liked weed, but that's like, even that just gives me anxiety.
Yeah, weed gives me anxiety, too.
I want the movie theaters to reopen and then get way too high in the parking lot and get a big pretzel with a cup of nacho cheese.
Yeah.
And sit and watch, you know, Wicker Man or 300 or whatever was in theaters during my era of doing that all the time.
Yeah.
So, like, with the 9/11 truth thing, there's a new one, like, from Zeitgeist and all this shit. The new one's called The New Pearl Harbor. It's on YouTube. It's, like, 5 hours long.
Really? Mm-hmm. By the way, that was the only time I ever wrote my congresswoman, Nydia Velasquez. I wrote her when I was 22 and asked her to investigate 9/11. And she's one of the ladies who dressed up in white with AOC.
Yeah.
She's, like, an older Puerto Rican woman.
Well, she's like just a corrupt machine politician, but she like knows that her district is getting gentrified, so she supports Medicare for All now.
That's good.
But yeah, no. So yeah, the new one is the new Pearl Harbor, and I've watched like 2 hours of it, and I was just watching. I was like, this would be so much better if I was high right now.
It's on YouTube.
Yeah, it's on YouTube. Yeah.
I feel like I can argue both positions equally as passionately that it was an inside job, and that it maybe it was.
Well, I mean, like, what I'll say for the shit that we actually know and it's crazy to me that this is not talked about more, but the 9/11 families are actually suing Saudi Arabia. The former senator of Florida is a guy named Bob Graham. He says that he did a congressional committee investigating 9/11. He said the FBI lied to him, hid information from him, covered up the Saudi role in 9/11. So, and, you know, and just like logically, a lot of the hijackers didn't speak English. They'd never lived in the United States. These guys needed handlers. They needed people to get them, you know, driver's license, apartments.
Someone's got to drive them to Satin Dolls in New Jersey.
Yeah, exactly.
So they can get a lap dance.
But so, and you know, these handlers, some of them have been identified and linked to the Saudi embassy in Washington and the Ministry of Islamic Affairs. And it's just like, once you realize that, it's kind of like the mafia in JFK, where you go, Saudi Arabia has a very good deal going, and they're not going to attack the United States without some sort of permission from somebody, yeah. You know? And that's kind of where I'm at right now.
Yeah, they're like the WOPs of the Middle East, Saudis. Yeah, that makes sense. And then why did we go to Afghanistan for 20 years after that happened? Because they were harboring Al-Qaeda.
Yeah.
That was the reason they gave.
Yeah, it's billions of dollars in military contracts, and then you get to fucking run heroin and take over the heroin trade.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking about getting a poppy plant.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not technically illegal, I guess, to own the plant. Mm-hmm. But if you let's say, do a podcast where you say that you want it right. to make opium, then it's illegal.
Right. You're not doing that. This is a comedy podcast.
Yeah.
Were you ever doing Kratom or whatever that shit is?
Felix used to get it, and then he let me have some years ago. It's nice. It does. It's like it does give you like kind of a buzz.
Yeah.
But it's like the CBD of fucking, you know, opiates. Not, I mean, it's maybe a little bit more like active, I guess, but it wasn't, you know, I wasn't like, wow, I can see myself being addicted to this and doing it all the time. I feel like I would just graduate to pills almost immediately.
Yeah. I used to get this CBD brownies, because they started, you know, selling them in like grocery stores.
Yeah.
And it only does a little bit for you, but like one time I took an entire CBD brownie, and then for some reason I thought, I'm going to watch the video of that mosque shooting in New Zealand, because I'd never seen it before.
Nice.
The guy where he strapped a GoPro on his head before the shooting.
Yeah. Shot up the mosque. Fucking and then I was just haunted for weeks.
Jesus.
Yeah. I mean, it's a horrible thing to see.
Yeah, it was crazy. I mean, that has to be all the Muslims in New Zealand.
Yeah.
That was all of them.
Yeah.
Because there's only like 15 people that live in New Zealand.
Hello, welcome to the mosque.
Yeah.
We love Islam.
They're all arrogant about their, like, how they handled COVID. We don't have any deaths, you know.
They had a girl president, yeah.
Yeah.
There's 35 people there.
Right, it's because we've got a whole president, and, you know, we don't have to deal with the problems that you guys do.
Right.
Like,
we have a Gale Bulls.
Nobody fucking
country.
Lives there.
Mm. Yeah.
The population in New Zealand is 35.
Yeah.
How many people are going to get sick?
It used to be 70.
Yeah.
But you also could make the argument that we've handled the coronavirus worse than any other nation in the world, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Maybe Sweden.
Definitely New York. But
yeah. Yeah, but New York kind of feels like we're starting to come back. I don't know. Like it's the spread is slower, right?
Yeah.
Didn't we get hit really hard and now we're doing okay?
Yeah, well, we killed everybody who could get it.
Right, exactly. Right. It was like, I mean, the way New York handled coronavirus is if like if Hurricane Katrina happened, and then the day after the hurricane, you built the levee and you were like, we did it. We fucking did. And then you don't rebuild the city at all.
Right.
You make sure no one has a fucking job.
Right.
Yeah, you demand everyone wears a mask. Sometimes.
Yeah.
It's still not clear what the worst thing that ever happened with this thing is how like they were like, you should wear a mask, not to protect yourself, but to protect others from you.
Mm.
And it's like, well, that's not how that's going to be interpreted. Now people are going to go around and anybody they see without a mask, they're going to see as a fucking enemy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they should just lie and say the mask protects you from the virus. People are that selfish and self-centered.
Yeah.
So, and then it's win-win.
Yeah.
Because then people are like, well, I'm going to wear the mask to protect myself from other people.
Right.
And then those people shut the fuck up and don't, like, pull their phone out to make a Chipotle video. And also the Chipotle guy is just like, you know, well, I guess I might as well wear the fucking mask, you know? Because it's like, well, if it protects me, I guess I'll do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Because then it's not something being imposed on you.
But then when people feel like they're being lied to, then they don't trust.
But they are right. being lied to.
No, yeah. I know. Yeah.
They're constantly being lied to.
Yeah.
Why not just do that one extra lie and like not have an additional fucking like piece of kindling thrown on the culture war fire?
So they should have been like, wear the mask to protect yourself.
Yeah, wear the mask to protect yourself from other people.
Yeah, because to some extent, you are protecting yourself. There's the chances of getting it are less. If you're wearing a mask and the person who has it isn't, isn't it less by like 30%
then
or something?
Say that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is. It's so funny how they did this whole thing too, where it's like they just told every small business like, hey, you have to go get bankrupt and you can't open or sell anything. Mm-hmm. And we're going to like enlist the fucking I fucking love science people mm-hmm. as the grassroots soldiers to yell at you if you complain about this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Thank God my business is selling shirts at cum.town. Mm-hmm.
Thank God mine's driving a truck, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Driving a truck, selling shirts. Those are the kind of jobs that deserve to be survived.
Showing my pussy on OnlyFans.
Yeah.
For $5 a month.
I live. There was like
running a special for $2.50.
Where they were trying to be optimistic about that. Where it's like, now every woman gets to be a whore. Now they all get to be beautiful whores. Is that still going on?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I've seen a lot of my friends' tits.
Really?
Yeah.
On OnlyFans?
Yeah.
So you're on there checking to see what your friends are up to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, walking out of the room when they go on stage to perform.
Yeah.
Not watching their sets.
Yeah.
But checking their sets out, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Taking a peek.
Yeah.
It does, like, it fills in the remaining 20% where you just find, like, a Facebook swimsuit pick or whatever.
Mm. What do you mean I don't support female comics?
Yeah. I've never typed it. I've never been to OnlyFans.
No?
I have no idea what that website is.
It's, it's like a social media thing.
Yeah.
Where there's nudes. There was one girl who, like, there was some story in Tulsa that came out where, like, some cop made up a story that somebody at Starbucks was writing, like, fuck pigs on the...
Uh-huh.
And then that cop's daughter came out and she was like... Yeah, my dad's a piece of shit.
I remember that story, yeah.
So that girl's on OnlyFans now, and I follow her. She's just sucking dick on...
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's having sex with Bagel Boss on OnlyFans. All the stars of the Twitter trending column from 2019 together fucking each other. Just like we always wanted.
Hosted by Jerry Lewis.
Yeah.
Hosted by Jimmy Kimmel.
Mm. Well... I guess it's time for the What's Israel Up To segment.
I guess wearing shiny shirts.
Nobody's been paying attention to Israel during coronavirus.
No.
Nobody. Which, we could fucking tomorrow find out that everybody in Gaza has been genocided.
Yeah.
And they're like, we just did it quietly and nobody was looking, so... We're French.
Look
now.
At my new jeans. They're shiny.
It's now everybody talks like French.
Did you see there's a video of Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer at AIPAC? And Nancy Pelosi says, even if the Capitol building crumbled to the ground and it was a complete ruin, we would still give aid to Israel.
Yeah.
And it's just like any other country. Mm-hmm. Pick any other country and say that. But.
Yeah, well, she's a stupid cunt, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, boys.
I think so.
Guys talk.
There was something else that I wanted to segue to.
Why don't you send your ice cream freezer over to Israel, Nancy Pelosi?
Oh, she has... Is that a controversy?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, like 3 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
She was showing off her ice cream freezer.
Why don't we just make her the Supreme Court justice? I want to see that take on Twitter. I guarantee you could find it.
Yeah.
Somebody like, why doesn't they appoint Nancy Pelosi? Why don't they put Nancy Pelosi in there? And she can be one of the judges. That way it's like, I mean, fuck.
Yeah.
It's so funny. Is there any chance that a fucking 28-year-old white woman in New York City will not be able to get an abortion ever?
No. None at all.
No chance. The places in America where it could be a problem, it's already a fucking problem.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean?
Like Kentucky.
Yeah. Or Indiana.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I think I don't think they're ever going to overturn Roe v. Wade because you look at all the shit the Supreme Court does. It's like an unelected legislative body that just Ruth Bader Ginsburg in 2014, one of her rulings was 9-0 ruling. Amazon, when they spend 30 minutes searching you to make sure you're not stealing shit after you leave your ship, they don't have to pay you for that. Mm-hmm. Supreme Court ruled
that was one of her rulings.
Yeah, 9-0. And yeah, it's just like they have a that's good crazy. Racket going where this is like it's a legislative body that says, oh, the First Amendment means you can spend infinite corporate money in elections now. Mm-hmm. So it's like if they actually got rid of Roe v. Wade, you know, it would just fuck with a bunch of liberals' heads and they might actually think about getting rid of it. So imagine, there's no way they ever actually do it.
Imagine working at Amazon, pissing your pants all day. Your underwear is full of shit. And you got to undergo an hour-long search to make sure you didn't steal a iPhone cable.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, they had those commercials where everyone in the factory is trans. And that was like that was supposed to resolve it.
And they have to search your new pussy to make sure you didn't steal.
They're like, I actually don't need to go to the bathroom because I got a zipper on mine. I got an additional zipper. I got a plug that I put in.
Right.
You know, I have to dilate all day long to make sure that my penis hole, my manufactured penis hole, doesn't seal.
Yeah, could I get a trans woman to grope me at the end of my shift?
Mm-hmm. I didn't realize they were doing that. They were searching people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make sure you don't steal anything. Mm-hmm. And they don't have to pay you.
Yeah.
You know, well, it's funny. You go to Whole Foods sometimes, and everybody there just hates you.
Yeah.
Everybody working there, they're mad.
But I used to work there, and I used to hate the people there, so I understand.
Here's what you could do is you could work at Amazon, and then you could go home and order shit from Amazon, and then just say it didn't show up and get a refund for it until it equals the amount of your 30 minutes that they spent searching you. Or you, before your shift, you walk your dog, right? The dog shits. You pick up the shit in a Ziploc bag, put it in your pocket, sealed. And then at the end of the day, you just open the Ziploc bag in your pocket, you know, where it's still, it's just the opening of the Ziploc bag. So the security guard comes up and is like, all right, you know what time it is. Let me stick my hand in your pocket to see what you've stolen from our beautiful company.
Yeah.
And then, you know, then you go to jail for stealing dog shit. Then you're on trial for facing the death penalty for stealing a pile of dog shit from a company worth $600 billion.
Bezos personally oversees your execution, too.
Yeah. He stole dog shit from me. You're like, that was my dog shit. It was an act of rebellion. They're like, that's even worse.
You ever see that picture of him in his Super Bowl box with Lizzo? He's like posing with Lizzo. And it's like, wow, like you made it. You know, you're like the richest man in the world in a private box at the Super Bowl with some pop star Lizzo, who's probably rude.
Lizzo stumbles and it cuts to that clip from Batman when the fucking stadium's being torn in half. Because she's so fat, folks.
Yeah. She would break a stadium.
Yeah, she's in the box and she goes, has anyone seen the newspaper? I'm trying to read Kathy.
Yeah.
And then she breaks the stadium. Damn, my bladder hurts.
We got to delay the Super Bowl because Lizzo is too big.
Yeah.
That was a good tweet, Nick, that when you said Lizzo got reported the Postmates driver, you said obesity is a disease. She's being denied her access to medicine. I remember one night I was at a show and I was hanging out with these two women like in their 30s, and I go, oh man, my friend Nick had the funniest tweet, because I told that tweet to so many other people and everybody laughed. And they were like, we don't really think that's funny.
The typical after. Oh, so these were scolds.
No, they were like a comic and one of her friends.
I'm imagining that. Okay. I thought you meant like audience members.
No.
Yeah.
Did you see that take going around? Like Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Stop saying Ruth Bader Ginsburg is in heaven. She's Jewish, so she's in hell.
Yeah.
That's the woke take.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like Jewish people don't believe in heaven, but that's the implication if you're not supposed to say she's in heaven. But I think she converted. She found Christ on her deathbed.
She's in heaven getting a baby sucked out of her uterus right now. She made that possible. Just
having the back of its head caved in with an ice cream scoop.
Yeah. This way, it's me, Chadwick Boseman. This way to the abortion, the safe, legal abortion that is in heaven now.
Did Chadwick Boseman die?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Colon Who's the cancer. Other guy? Chalito.
Chester Cheeto.
Chester Chino.
Is he alive?
I think he died.
He died of cancer.
Yeah. Just eating too many cheetah.
I'm sorry, Chester, but you have cancer.
Fuck. Shit.
Take it back. I take it all back. Please, is there any way we're going to fight this thing? Is there any way we can fight this thing? No, it's stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Shit, fuck.
Just like the cheetah.
But no, I'm going to start juicing, man. I got broccoli. I got a Vitamix. Chester, it's too late. But I'm juicing. Man, I'm doing yoga. Like, none of that's going to work. You'll do chemo for fucking 18 months, and then you'll wither away and die. In a quick, it'll be like a two-week period, and then...
Yeah.
And, you know, Tony will just fucking have to tell Captain Crunch. Yeah, it was so quick at the end.
Just the cheetah with, like, clumps of fur falling out. He just got back from the vet.
I know everybody says they're going to beat this thing, but I really think I got it. It's about you have to have hope. You have to be a fighter.
They should have a mascot die of AIDS. Like the Kool-Aid
Honey Nut Cheerios B or something. Yeah.
Guys, I don't know how this happened.
Yeah.
I'm just sucking cock all weekend and I got AIDS.
It's not fair. This faggot's sucking cock. I'm just eating the goddamn... I'm doing my job. Like, I work hard for 50 years. What do I get? Cancer.
They do a commercial.
This bee's sucking cock.
They do a commercial where the honey nut bee stings a gay couple at Fire Island. Starts progressively losing weight.
He gets COVID and AIDS.
Oh, man, I shouldn't have done that. They were getting too close to the kids. I didn't know what to do. I had to sting them. They weren't wearing masks. I had to yell at them. Okay. Somebody's got to do it.
I was waving the honey stirrer at them, and they thought I was a grand marshal. I was like, no, listen to me, you fucking, you queer bastards.
Yep, that's representation.
Man. Is it?
Damn.
Been trying to stay hydrated. No, staying hydrated just means pissing all the time.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
I got into coolers recently. Got myself...
wine coolers?
No, like... I got like a Yeti cooler and I got
ooh, a those are nice.
Yeah. It's nice, yeah.
I got like a couple years ago, I got like a $50 gift card to Dick's Sporting Goods. And I was like, oh, I'll get camping shit. And what that gets you is like a fork.
Like a
plastic fork.
Yeah.
Reusable. I mean, camping shit is so fucking expensive.
It is, yeah.
It's wild.
Yeah.
How much it costs.
Yeah.
To go like, you know, in the woods and shit outside.
Yeah, yeah. You need it. Well, you need food. You need a cooler. You need a tent.
Yeah, but those Yeti coolers, I looked at them because they look nice. Cool.
Yeah,
but they're like $400.
Well, I got one for $250. It's like a smaller one. I filled it up on Friday, my wedding day, and there's still ice in there.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday night, so
they're like just really good at keeping stuff cold or what?
Yeah, the walls are really thick.
Nice.
And so I don't know. Might be something to stop from killing yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that
I'm
might
good.
Be a good.
We got me. I'm fixed.
Good.
Yeah, it's a combination of logging off,
mm-hmm.
you know, which I've repeated, numerous times. But I'm telling, like, I mean it this time.
Yeah,
yeah.
Nice. You're off Instagram too.
I mean, I still have the account. I think like the whole act of like I'm deleting my stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, like I'll just check my DMs maybe once a day, but I treat it like something I'm bored with, which I am. You know. That's the other thing is you can just think of these things as like, oh, I'm bored by them. All these things that like fucking consume all of your time, they bore you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why not act like they bore you? Which sounds incredibly dumb, I know, but...
No, it's true.
You can put it into practice and it's like, oh yeah, this is fucking boring and I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, the thing is like, you can just predict exactly what everybody on Twitter is going to say
of course.
Something.
Yeah.
Right.
Like the fucking hysterectomies or whatever that story was. I knew as soon as I saw that shit, that it was a private for-profit prison that had contracted with ICE, and it was just some doctor who was running up bills by giving unnecessary medical procedures to these migrant workers, and that's what it turned out to be. But of course, everybody online was like, this is the fucking Nazis. This is eugenics. Trump is entering the final solution. And it's just, and you know, Natalie Shore pointed that out, and she had to delete the tweets because everybody's like, you white racist bitch. You know, it's just like, it's insane to me that, I guess,
but the flip
nothing
side
ever
is,
changes.
Yeah, like, Natalie didn't have to delete the tweet.
Well, she did not have to, but she did.
Natalie could also just be privately correct and enjoy her life. You know what I mean? It's like, you have that option. There's no reason to subject yourselves, because you know that's going to be the fucking response.
Yeah.
At a certain point, it's like, you know, shame on you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, we're over here doing Chester Cheeto dying of cancer, having a great time
having
with my
a good
boys.
Time.
You know?
You know?
Yeah.
Handing out Blue Chew willy-nilly.
Yeah.
Thinking about maybe I'll take a shit before I go to bed tonight, which is not my style, folks. I'm more of an AM, drop a deuce, hit the scale, see where we're at. Nice. See how much you do it before and after. I don't weigh myself. Because I got body dysmorphia, you know. I'm gonna start like in very like LA comic podcaster style, just like talk about my journey with body dysmorphia. You know, as you know, I got body dysmorphia. So, what I like to do, I can't weigh myself. I don't look at the number. I have someone just make a note of it. Then I take a shit, weigh myself again, and they tell me how much my shit weighed. And then I try to think about that, because if you're really more focused on the size of the dumps you're taking, then it's kind of impossible to have body dysmorphia, right? Because you shit it out already. You already shit that part of your body out. And that's like, you know, I've been reading stuff about that. I've heard there's a guy I know who reads stuff, and he told me about it.
Man, what a tragic life for those people, huh?
What, to be a...
well, just to be that. To be in L.A. Yeah, like doing a where you're introspective.
Well, it's also, too, if you do a podcast in L.A., you have to, like, put on jeans and like brand new sneakers.
Yeah.
You know, you got a
tight t-shirt.
Your very tight t-shirt. You got to wear a fitted cap that you got for your 53rd birthday.
Who was the first guy who got me too'd in LA? That was on the show with Whitney Cummings.
It was Chris D'Elia.
Yeah. So when I just saw this online, when Chris D'Elia got Me Too'd, Brian Callen, when they came back to do The Fighter and the Kid, he had sunglasses on because he just got a facelift. And that's just like, I don't know. This is a very LA moment.
Yeah.
Because you got to do your fucking video podcast.
Dude, we're just going to sit here in Queens getting old.
Right.
End up in front
gonna
of
going to look like shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this terrible is the, haircut. This is the city I'm not
to,
shaving.
To get old in.
Yeah, I agree.
New York City, being fucking... There's like there's guys you see in like the East Village that are just like outside of like a fucking coffee shop, and they're like 380 years old. Yeah. They did it right.
Yeah.
This is the place to get old.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's less sad, and you're around people. And
right.
Stuff.
If you're an old, imagine being old in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. Oh, yeah. Did you ever go to any of those?
Fucking in a mauve living room somewhere with wall to wall carpeting.
Yeah.
Your footsteps make the same sounds as your fucking diaper.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Being like, is anyone coming to see me today? Yeah. You know? Fucking just.
All right, this is episode 487 of the podcast. Yeah.
Just Norma Desmond if she'd never done anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wrote for an unscripted comedy show on True TV years ago.
I do want to hang out in front of a coffee shop or a pork store or something, drinking espresso when I'm old.
You know, when COVID's done, we should all do that.
We should all do that.
Yeah. No, I would. Yeah, I can't wait to be just some old... I'm going to continue threatening to leave New York City for the rest of my life, and I never will. And then just be, one of those guys.
Yeah.
And hang out.
Did you ever go to those Art Star open mics? They were like these variety open mics.
No.
They were in the East Village, and it was like, there would be like 150 people sign up, and they would get everybody on. It was like a variety open mic. So there were like people who like obviously thought they were great, but had no talent.
Yeah.
But they wore ripped clothes. They thought they were like cool.
Yeah.
But like even those people, it's fine. Them getting old in the East Village, that's fine.
Yeah.
Mm. You just stop wearing a bra and you're just some old bitch with floppy tits, maybe hosting an open mic.
Yeah.
You still got some friends. Yeah. You're right.
That thing you said, Nick, was so funny about how like people in New York blame global warming for why they don't want to have kids. And it's like, no, you're just in your 30s and you live in Bushwick and you want to fuck 20-year-olds forever.
Yeah.
I want to do all that. I'm having a kid.
Yeah. Are you already telling people?
Well, I know you said that I shouldn't, but this is Patreon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys.
Mike, congratulations, buddy.
Mike and Deb went into an orphanage, and Mike reenacted the scene from Thief, where he says, let me get a black chink. You got a fucking chink, kid? Give me the, you got a black kid? You got a black kid? Chink, black?
Wait, is that a scene of Thief?
Yeah.
Mike's like, Deb, we can two in one. We just go on a vacation to China and just look down wells, and eventually you'll find a daughter.
Just put it in the suitcase. Put it in a dog kennel.
Yeah, it was so funny because I was like, you weren't there, but fucking like Deb's like, she's like, I'm pregnant, by the way. And I was like, oh, congratulations. And I was like, she was like, oh, I'm like just about 2 months long. I'm like, yeah, they say you shouldn't like tell people until 2 months. She's like, yeah, I'm not telling anybody. Yeah. So you just told everyone here.
She told everybody at the wedding.
You're going around telling everyone.
Yeah.
Well, I hope your first child is a masculine child, Mike.
Thank you.
And don't watch a bunch of RFK Jr. vaccine videos, because I started doing that and I'm questioning the science.
Well, he's not being circumcised, that's for sure. And even if he's a trans man, he's not circumcising his penis.
I'm not taking that COVID vaccine.
You're not?
No, fuck no.
But I never get a flu shot either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why aren't you taking the COVID vaccine?
Because I'm trying to be the old guy in New York. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We get rid of those guys and I move up to Capo Regime. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
That's how you become old, by killing one of them with COVID.
Right.
So reverse Dracula situation.
Right.
I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
No, I'm not taking the vaccine, mainly out of laziness. Mm-hmm. You know, just like the whole like...
I don't trust Donald Trump.
Really. Just like I'm not voting. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's like, well, you know, you have to stop. It's like, no, I'm just not gonna. I'm lazy.
Yeah.
You know, this is not a political act. It's like,
yeah,
I will vote for somebody if I like them, but it's not a protest non-voting thing. You've just put me back in my natural state of I don't give a shit anymore.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I live in Manhattan, so I'm gonna vote for the most anti-Israel Manhattan DA.
Mm-hmm.
Because that like became a big issue. Like for some reason the chief prosecutor in Manhattan, a bunch of them were like, oh, I love Israel and I will prosecute BDS.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's truly fucking wild.
Yeah.
You can just like, if you run a small business in New York and you are like, this is a BDS business. Mm-hmm. We don't have fucking Sabra hummus on the craft services table, then they can fine you. They can certainly, in Texas, it's like you can't do business with the state. And then I think it's probably the same in New York.
It's like the majority of states. Yeah. It's illegal to do BDS.
Yeah. Which is like so clearly a violation of your First Amendment rights.
Just extremely straightforward.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah, when I worked at Got Junk, me and the guy that I worked with, we would call the KKK when we were bored, and we would listen to their voicemail.
Yeah.
And it would be like, you know, he'd be like, oh, George Zimmerman's not, ain't got a drop of white blood in him. He's a Jew and a Mexican.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I hadn't heard that take before, you know.
Yeah.
And then one day, like, the guy, we call the KKK, and we hear the, he's like, you've reached a loyal white knight to the KKK. And then he just starts like going off on Israel. He starts going off on like the satanic state of Israel and how they get politicians that are loyal to them into office and they continue to oppress people. And we were just like listening to
it. It was Jeremy Corbyn.
Yeah. We were just like listening to him. We were like, all right, that one kind of made sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
broken clock is right twice a day.
Mike, what are you plugging?
I'm going to plug my podcast, The Sit Down. Check that out. And follow me on Instagram at Racine Mike and at Mike Racine on Twitter.
Sean?
Grubstakers podcast. We do a podcast about billionaires, biography, and dirt on them every week. SoundCloud and Patreon, Grubstakers. And I'm on Twitter at SeanMcCarthyCom. And check out Mike's sexy daughter coming up soon.
Yeah. Mike and his wife are making abroad, I guess. All right. Come downtown for shirts. And that's it. Thanks, guys.